Jefferson Davis High School making fun of a student getting extra help from a teacher. MPS released a statement calling the actions glaringly unprofessional. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man with life-threatening injuries. It happened in the 1200 block of Melrose Street Thursday afternoon. Police say the shooting is related to a domestic situation and a suspect is in custody. And a Swiftwater rescue team was called to Dosterwell Park in Prattville Thursday after teens were stranded in a tree when the water started to rise quickly. No injuries were reported. Prattville police tell us Dosterwell Park is currently closed. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good afternoon, Blue Water Broadcasting. Christy here with you. This is our last day of this week that we are doing the Friendship Mission Donation Drive. We are at Midtown Pizza Kitchen at Pinnacle Place in Prattville until 1 o'clock today. This is going to go on for a whole nother week. If you have not had a chance to bring by your donations, you still have all next week to bring them until June the 1st. But if you would like to come see us in Prattville today, if you're out and about, you have some clothes in your car that you cleaned out from your closet months ago, you're going to bring them to Goodwill, whatever. No, bring them to us. We need them for the Friendship Mission. This is an organization that provides hope and healing for the homeless, and we're trying to get that done as much as possible for the men, women, and children in the River Region. We need toiletries, men's, women, and children's clothes. We need undergarments. We need socks. New, please, on that stuff. So come see us, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Pinnacle Place in Prattville until 1 o'clock today. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782. Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
At the Home Depot, summer heat means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Underneath it all, Vigoro lays down a layer of protection that helps retain soil moisture. In shades of red, brown, or black, you can't control the heat. You can control the results. Vigoro colored mulch, 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection may vary by store. Limit 60 bags per customer.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
There are many different types of booths that you pay to use. A phone booth. A restaurant booth. A photo booth. How about a kissing booth? A ticket booth? Or a toll booth? There is one booth that costs nothing, and that's a voting booth. So on June 5th, when you're at the booth, think booth. Al Booth. For House Representative, District 88.
Hello, I'm Al Booth. I've served our communities the last 37 years as country lawyer and probate judge. And now I would like to take that experience to the Alabama legislature and be our voice in Montgomery. The one booth to remember on June 5th, Al Booth, House District 88.
Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama 36067.
Hey. And Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play. And they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club. So you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. This is going to be our Memorial Day replay, and I tell you what, I've got some great news for you guys. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
Ooh, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Well, I'm great, and then I got even better when you came and gave me a gift.
What was the gift I gave you?
Ribs.
Oh, I want to tell you something. Stock market's down 63 points, by the way. Fresh Market has got ribs, a slab of ribs on sale.
So
$11.99 for a slab. This is 3.5 pounds to 4 pounds of ribs cooked.
They're already cooked, yes. Cooked.
They're ready and they are tasty. Cecil is at the grill, my man Cecil. And when you go up and see, he had 25 left when I was there 30 minutes ago. So go up and say hi to Cecil. Tell Cecil you're a Dan Morris Show listener and get yourself a wonderful rack of ribs, slab of ribs. And I tell you what I did is I took off just maybe a quarter of it and had lunch with that. Brought Joey two bones of ribs. Then I've got the rest of it left over I'm going to have tonight. Now, this is going to be going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mm. But if you're looking for something, a place to go to lunch, that is what you need to be doing.
I may have to go pick up more of those.
$11.99, I'm telling you, it's this long.
Oh, yeah.
It is great. And right off the grill, absolutely spectacular. Okay, 272-9228, it was raining when I came in, so let me see what the weather is right now. It's 78 degrees in Montgomery. We've got rain in the forecast for sure. 272-9228 is where we are, and a lot kind of going on today. This is Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. We're going to give away a $50 gift card to callers, any caller today, to Fresh Market. $50 gift card. Also, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that will do that drawing today. All I want to do is when you call in, I want to know what you like to do on Memorial Day. That's all you have to do, and we'll be doing our normal news items as we go along. But 272-9228, the callers are all eligible for a gift card from Fresh Market, $50 worth today. The whole summit on again, off again, all that kind of stuff is back, and it's really interesting how they're handling this. Let's start out with Peter Alexander on the possible restart of a summit.
This morning, we are hearing from the North Koreans, less combative, more conciliatory, insisting a summit remains crucial to deal with what they call grave hostilities. That statement notably trying to cast Kim Jong-un, not President Trump, as the seasoned statesman, adding, "We are willing to give the U.S. the time and opportunity with our big and open heart."
I've decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore.
First, the pullout, now the fallout. Overnight, North Korea responding, calling President Trump's abrupt announcement a surprise and totally regrettable, saying it remains ready to meet with the U.S. at any time, adding, Chairman Kim Jong-un had focused every effort on his meeting with President Trump.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world.
So what prompted the president's decision? Multiple U.S. officials tell NBC News President Trump, fearing the North Koreans might beat him to the punch, wanted to be the one to cancel first. After hours of discussions with senior advisors Wednesday night, an angry President Trump decided to walk away Thursday morning, personally dictating that extraordinary letter to His Excellency Kim Jong-un, accusing him of tremendous anger and open hostility, later leaving open the door to diplomacy, directing the dictator, please do not hesitate to call me or write.
If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting.
So this is the way they're coming back, though. He's already made a statement, and so this thing, the media just went overboard on this and falling apart and not prepared, and these guys are all going to mess up pretty badly here. Let's go to the phones and go to Wolfgang.
How you doing, Dan?
Doing great, Wolfgang.
Great. Yeah, I was calling about your gift basket.
Yes, you want to get in. Now, you got to say something more than just want to get in.
Understand. Well, you wanted to know what my plans were?
What do you like to do, yeah?
Yeah, well, my wonderful daughter and my wonderful son-in-law are working at Fort Bragg, so they aren't going to be here. I'm really sad about that. But anyhow, my wife ordered up a butt, and we are gonna have a nice little meal. She's gonna cook some nice sides, and we're gonna have a wonderful meal here.
That sounds great. That sounds great, Wolfgang. Let me get your month and day of birth, Wolfgang.
Okay, month is May, and the day is 24th.
Wow, you had a birthday yesterday.
I did. Turned 62, man.
Wow! Congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day. We got you in. Let me go to Laura. Laura, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. I was calling also about the gift basket, but we have a real special Memorial Day planned this year. My sister's getting married.
Oh, wow. I hope the weather holds out for you.
Well, it's indoors, thankfully, so we don't have to worry about that too much. It's
just getting in and out of that darn church sometimes, you know.
That's true. I'm actually on my way to go set up for her lingerie shower right now.
Oh, well, you guys have... What day is the wedding?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Did you say lingerie shower?
Yeah, she did. What time are we supposed to be there?
Yeah.
It's a really small group. My sister's very, very modest, so okay. I'm not sure how she's going to go, but it'll be fun.
I wonder if Victoria's Secret was involved in any of this.
Probably.
Laura, give me your month and day of birth.
July 2nd.
July 2nd, missed it by two.
Yeah, almost.
Laura, thanks for the telephone call. Have a wonderful weekend and a great wedding.
Thank you.
272-9228. Let's go to the second part of Peter Alexander talking about how did we get here?
The decision stunning congressional leaders and key allies like South Korea, its president convening an emergency midnight meeting. The breakdown, the result of rising tensions between the nuclear powers. North Korea ripping into Vice President Pence for remarks it called stupid and ignorant after Pence appeared to warn Kim Jong-un of regime change if the North doesn't denuclearize. The final straw, aides say, the North Koreans publicly threatening a nuclear showdown. Just hours before the regime claimed it demolished a nuclear test site. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo detailing how North Korea recently went dark as the U.S. called to coordinate.
We got a lot of dial tones.
The president now forced to dial back expectations after indulging praise from his fiercest supporters that he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
Nobel. I just want to get the job done.
But after months of maneuvering, that chance at peace appears much further off. The president's latest statements, that letter, renewing the uncertainty and putting the country on track for another potentially dangerous summer. Later today, President Trump will sit down with his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, here at the White House.
Let's go to the phones and go to Sparky Jr. Sparky Jr., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today, my friend?
All righty. I'm just calling up about the lingerie shower.
Oh, you want to get in on the drawing for that?
Yeah, let's get in on. But it seems that what Trump did here was twofold. I think he kind of did not a Clinton reset, but kind of a reset with North Korea. Like, look, I know you got to act tough and puff out your chest. You're not going to smack talk our vice president and other people without a little penalty. So we're going to reset, and when you act accordingly, we'll reschedule and move forward. But also, I think that he's kind of also playing with, he's going to make a fool of the very predictable media.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that, oh, it fell apart. I think he's going to do something in such a way that is going to be so much better than going into a meeting with the North Korean. You know, the North Koreans are going to act accordingly this time. So he kind of upped his stock a little bit going into the meeting, saying that, you know, we're the king here, and we're going to set the tone, and we're going to help you become part of the world. And then he's going to make the media look like fools. That's just my take on it. What do you think?
No, I actually kind of agree with you. They shot too fast in this whole thing, and they read the letter, they criticized the letter, they really messed up on that, because the letter was perfect. It was the exact tone. It was communicating just the way he wanted to do it. He tweeted it first, and then he published the letter, had the letter, you know, sent out. So he hit a home run with this thing, and I believe the Koreans kind of go, oh, crap, he's yeah, serious, and so we better kind of get this thing back on the rails here.
Yeah, I think when you look at intent versus impact, that the impact was exactly in line with the intent. A lot of times in life, we find that the intent and impact are completely opposite. But they're going to go in there, like you said, like, wow, okay, we can't talk to this guy like we did to Obama. And he's not playing the normal reindeer game. So let's just kind of hush up this time, because what's on the table is looking pretty good. So,
I agree with you. Sparky Jr., give me your month and day of birth.
11/5.
You got it, my friend. You want in for bus drawings?
Sure.
You got it, man.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for the telephone call. Tell your dad I said hi. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. Properties. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Covenant Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, there's a light in your eye that keeps shining, like a star that can't wait for night. I hate to think I've been blinded, baby.
Okay, don't forget the slab of ribs, $11.99 for the entire slab. That's normally like $20 worth of meat. So that's a bargain. They're doing it today, tomorrow, and Sunday. As of an hour ago, we had 25 left. Cecil is the guy's man's name. He's a manager, and he's cooking the ribs, and he does a great job with the ribs. He really always, he and I always share fun things on talk about it on the wheel. But go up and tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They really appreciate it when you do that.
You sold me. I devoured those two you gave me.
I tell you, it was a lot.
It's a lot of meat. Yeah.
I had four bones worth, and it was lunch.
Oh, yeah. Me.
It was incredible, and I still have a little over half of it left. Now I have more than I probably have two-thirds of it
right.
left. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Clint?
Clint, are you there?
It's Norman up here.
Hey, Clint. Clint.
Sir?
You want to talk to us?
Well, yeah, it's Norman up here, dude. I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pouring down like a sun gun.
Oh, wow. That's what happened when I was driving to the session today. It was just like somebody turned a hose on me.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you. You can hardly hear me.
I can hear you.
All right, good.
What's on your
mind? Trump did the right thing.
I'm sorry, Trump is what?
He did the right thing.
Yeah, I think he did, too. I think it was a very good maneuver.
Yes, sir. It's Kim Jong Un. That's what I call him. He has backed up a little bit, dude. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Morse?
Yeah, I do. We're gonna play the tweet from the president a little bit that talks about that.
Yes, sir. The man did the right thing, and I think he's gonna go through. They will meet. I believe they will. If they don't, then they don't. But I think they will, because North Korea is, they got to back up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Well, and basically what the deal is that Trump is saying, look, what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to give up your nuclear weapons and no more test-firing missiles, and then we got a deal. And that's what... He was trying to change the situation, kind of like, well, we're not going to get rid of our nuclear weapons. Well, that's a deal breaker right there.
Yes, sir. The art of the deal.
There you go.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Thanks, Clint. You want in on the drawing?
Yeah, Oh, yes, sir.
You got it.
I'd be stupid if I wouldn't.
Give me your month and day of birth.
You already got it. 6/12.
6/12. Got it. Thanks, Glenn. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks. Okay, 272-9228. So let me kind of get oriented here. Let's go to Lindsey Graham talking about this. This is on the Today Show today.
Is this a situation where if I break up with you, you can't break up with me? Is that how we should be viewing what happened with the summit getting canceled?
It could be the worst divorce in the history of the world, or we could all get back together. I talked to the president yesterday. He said that he thought they were playing him. He thinks China is sort of pulling back North Korea. About a month into his presidency, I met with him about North Korea, and he asked me what I thought. I said, you need to stop this program. They'll eventually sell whatever they build. It's just too dangerous. So he made a decision that he's going to end the nuclear program. The only question is how and when. The preferred route is through peace, through a peace treaty, a win-win for them and us. And in terms of when, he wants it to be in his first term. But if diplomacy fails, then military action is the only thing left, and it would be the utter destruction of the North Korean regime, which would come at a higher price.
Senator, the foreign minister of North Korea last week said, we're not giving up our nuclear program. Denuclearization is off the table, is what he said, which is the entire objective, I imagine, from where you're sitting, from where the president's sitting. So if that's true, and they won't agree to give up their nukes, where does that leave you? What's the objective now?
Military objective.
Is that where we are now?
That's where we're headed. If that statement holds true, and I don't believe it. I believe they believe that Trump will use military force. For 30 years, they have played us. They understand our election cycle. They're trying to run out the clock. They understand that 2019 is the year before a presidential election. They think Trump's just like everybody else. He's not.
No, Trump is not like everybody else. And I don't know, the follow-up question from the reporter was like, well, Lindsey Graham already laid out where we're at now. We'll see. We really will see. I hope it doesn't come to a military option and the North Koreans come to their senses.
Lindsey Graham, I think he's spot on this thing. I think he's talked to the president. The president has talked to him, obviously, about it. And it's not, I think that's why things have changed, and he's kind of come around the corner on this whole thing and is looking at that. He kind of screwed up by having his mouth, the foreign minister, say some of the things he did, and then some of the actions that he took. The question is going to be what happened with China.
Right.
Because this all changed after the meeting, the surprise meeting in China.
Well, it's funny. You could also say from the American side, it's the folks, I mean, the vice president's pretty high up, but it's the VP statements, it's John Bolton's statements, it's this foreign minister in North Korea. It's like, get the principals in the room. Like, get the president, Kim Jong-un, get Pompeo even, and let's make a decision here instead of all this mouthing off and posturing.
Well, the other part of this is, particularly in the John Bolton statement, Joe Scarborough went crazy today, blaming all of this, the failure of it, on John Bolton and what he said. And he basically was connecting completely the loss of the taking away of nuclear weapons, and then boom, he's dying. That's not the way it went. It was 8 years, and it's because of Barack Obama that did it. And it just, Joe Scarborough is really getting on my nerves because he misrepresents things so much. Okay, I want to take a little break here with tell you about Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric is first of all, Dan Black, personal friend of mine, great guy, and they have a special on right now, $50 off a $200 more or more service. So think about things. I mean, that's a great savings. Look around your house and think about some of the things that you may need. And maybe you need some outlets changed. Maybe you have some faulty plugs. Maybe you need to add some plugs. Maybe you need to add some lights, some security lights. How about lighting for outside your home to kind of make it look better? Well, Mr. Electric can do all of that plus so, so very much more. And you have an opportunity to save $50 on $200 or more in service. Now, you can give them a call, and they're going to set an appointment with you, a time-certain appointment. That is very important because your time is very valuable. So get ready to copy, and you need to put this in your phone because the lights go out. You need to have this number. It's 334-269-8888. 206-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electra. We're going to be back with Red Top right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram Truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti, all in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram Truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram Truck, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refused to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here. Bobby Bright, Republican for Congress, for you.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
I'm Randall Houston, District Attorney for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton Counties. I've known Bobby Bright for 25 years. Bobby is honest, competent, and conservative. When Bobby was in Congress, he worked closely with the district attorneys and made law and order a priority. With Bobby, it's about the people. We need this type of leadership for Alabama. We need Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I appreciate the support of my friend Randall Houston, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
In the race for governor, there's only one conservative who's actually doing something to reform Montgomery, like writing legislation to require term limits. Just so happens, it's the same candidate who sponsored a flat tax and a ban on earmarks, once and for all. His name? Bill Hightower, the conservative businessman running for governor. Here's Bill Hightower.
Recycling, it's a good thing, except when it comes to our politicians. So why don't we keep hiring the same career politicians, the same insiders, while expecting a change? I'm Bill Hightower. I'm a businessman. I'm a conservative outsider, and it's time to break the cycle. As your governor, I'll fight for term limits to get Montgomery working for the people, not the insiders. Because changing the direction of our state starts with changing our politicians.
Learn more at BillHightower.com. Paid for by Hightower for Alabama. P.O. Box 91335, Mobile, Alabama, 36691.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says both sides are talking, and it's possible the summit he canceled with the leader of North Korea next month could happen after all.
As for Kim Jong-un, he was seen today on state media inspecting a railroad line in North Korea. His regime has said that they will meet the U.S. face-to-face anytime, anyplace. South Korean government here in Seoul also very interested in getting talks going again.
Fox's Greg Palcott. There's a referendum today on abortion in Ireland.
The vote will decide whether to repeal a part of the Constitution known as the Eighth Amendment, which effectively bans abortions in the country. Currently, abortion is only allowed when a woman's life is at risk, but not in cases of rape, incest, or fatal fetal abnormality. Since 1992, women in Ireland have been allowed to travel abroad for abortions.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Thousands of Irish people living elsewhere flew home to vote. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Subtropical storm Alberto has formed in the northwestern Caribbean, heading for the Gulf of Mexico, and could have an effect on Alabama's weather by Monday, if not before. Our forecast for today, mostly cloudy with limited sun, scattered to numerous showers and storms, high 86. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms around with a high around 85. By late Sunday into Monday, rain and storms increase in coverage, locally heavy rainfall amounts as Alberto approaches the coast. High Sunday near 80, low 80s on Memorial Day Monday. Stay up with tropical weather developments with our free weather app. This is a good time to get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, people are made of plastic.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good Friday, Jim.
How are you today?
Good, man. I can't help but feel the Chinese are instrumental in this hitch in the negotiation, because I just see North Korea was getting awful happy and licking their chops on all the money they could make. And what would China do with a huge unified Korea on their border? Seemed like that would be very much a threat to them and their whole way of life, even though the Chinese are not going anywhere. They got control. But it seemed like the attitude change has just come after the last meeting he had with Beijing. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, the secret meeting that happened, all of a sudden it popped up. That's when everything changed, right after that.
Yeah, I just think China would think of a... Because if North Korea goes through what they said, how far could they be away from reunification? That would be a no-brainer, wouldn't it?
Well, the problem is China doesn't want reunification.
And so, I know.
So that's maybe what they were worried about.
Yeah, because, I mean, if the North and South start to cooperate and start to an economy, why would anybody want to be anything but like South Korea? It's filthy rich.
Yeah. They're an industrial powerhouse, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't help feel that Chinese are directly involved in this, even though they say they may want to cooperate. I can't see them wanting to have a great another capitalist power right on their doorstep. So, you guys have a great weekend. Great respect and honor for all the service people. And hope they have a good weekend, too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Wirt. I appreciate you. So let's stay with Lindsey Graham here. And like I said, I think Lindsey Graham really is kind of getting this together here.
But this is like doomsday talk here. I mean, do you think because of the cancellation of the summit, we're closer today than we were yesterday war with North Korea?
If he's right, the North Koreans say that we'll never give up our nuclear program. And our president says it's too dangerous for you to have it. We're not going to have our homeland threatened. Maximum pressure has worked so far. If the world backs off on maximum pressure, you put Trump in a box. But it's going to end one way or the other. That's all you need to understand. If military action is required, they're going to lose. It will be devastating to the region. If there's a war, it's going to be in China's backyard. I can't stress enough to you how much I've talked to him. It's not if it ends, it's how it ends. And when does it end? I think it's going to happen in his first term, one way or the other. The best way for it to end is a peace treaty with the North Koreans, South Koreans, and the Chinese and us.
But it makes it sound easy, like you're going to drop a bomb on North Korea and that's the end of that.
It's nothing easy, but it's the end of them.
That's the end of them. But boy, that's going to be devastating. That happens. We're not necessarily in the devastation business unless China were to get involved. But certainly has raised the stakes here. Certainly has raised the stakes. Lindsey Graham, one thing, Lindsey Graham is very hawkish, obviously. And he's right in the John Bolton kind of school of things. And I want to know who wrote that letter to Kim Jong-un. Because whoever crafted it really hit all the markers on there. So let's listen to Lindsey Graham on peace or war.
So Vice President Pence and National Security Advisor John Bolton both said in public interviews that the Libya example is what North Korea should think about, which, as we know, Muammar Gaddafi gave up his nukes. 8 years later, he was shot dead in a drain pipe by militia members of his own country.
Right.
Was that a mistake to use that example, to put that out in public?
That's a good question. The Libyan example is that the people turn on you as a dictator, and NATO came in to help the people. There is no circumstance I see where the West comes in on behalf of the North Korean people. If there's an uprising against Kim Jong-un, China will handle it. How does this end peacefully? A peace treaty where they give up their nukes. We guarantee the regime's safety. We're not trying to reunify the peninsula. We're not trying to bring democracy to North Korea. We want to end their nuclear program. South Korea and Japan, they don't have nuclear weapons. We're trying to get everybody in the same spot. But let me just say this. As the summit fades, war rises. Look for our dependence to be taken out. I hope China understands that North Korea is going to end, and President's threat's going to end in his first term.
Can I ask you about your friend, Senator John McCain?
Yes.
Have you talked to him? How is he doing?
He's doing really good on the phone yesterday. Good days, bad days. We had a great time together watching a movie. I was worried about John, out of the hospital. Now he's a little stronger, and every day's a blessing, and I enjoy our time together, and I'll go see him soon.
Senator, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Senator.
Appreciate it.
Newstar 93.1 FM, 272-9228. Don't forget that we have the slab of ribs at Fresh Market, $11.99. I tell you, and Joey will attest to this, they are delicious. They're going to be doing it today, tomorrow, and Sunday. But if you want to have some lunch, just go grab the ribs and share them. I'm telling you, you can feed three people with it, and that's a bargain. Or get it. What I'm going to do is get it, share a little bit with my good friend Joey.
Oh, yeah.
And I had lunch with it, and I have some for tonight. Can't wait till my son tries those out. let me see here. The news montage of canceling the summit. And you remember how Savannah Guthrie started out on again, off again, is this a breakup? But listen to this montage.
There goes that Nobel Peace Prize he was...
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like a 13-year-old stream of consciousness in a breakup letter from overnight camp.
The art of diplomacy is a lot harder than the art of the deal.
And when he got this letter from the president saying, okay, never mind, he must be having a giggle fit right there now in North Korea.
The president was rehearsing his end zone dance, and we weren't even at the 50-yard line yet on this summit.
This is a total breakup letter, and you realize, like, this, when your relationship starts souring, but you want to be the one to break up first, so you cut it off, but you're kind of like, maybe we can leave it open-ended? That's what this feels like.
They were just kind of behind themselves. That was the view at the last part, or the first part there. Joey, let's do this, because I'd like to take an early break if I could, because there's a piece I want to play at the end of this hour. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Morris Show.
I'm for real. I'm as real as a real can get. If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get. Ha! What you see is what you get.
Is what you get.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nidell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
This is Jeremy Arthur, fifth generation Alabamian and candidate for State House District 88. Montgomery's broken. Corruption, ethical misconduct. We deserve better. I'm running to give a voice back to we the people and to enact solutions on key issues like health care, education, and job creation. I ask for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, June 5th, so together we can ensure a vibrant future for all Alabamians. Paid for by the campaign to elect Jeremy Arthur, P.O. Box 681342, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community, because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SC Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SC Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SC Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SC Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old old handmade rugs. SE Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SE Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SE Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at serugs.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Morris Show.
Monday warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
272-9228. That's where we are. A reminder, if you're heading out of town and you need to have your car service done, Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Two locations on Madison Avenue, one on Bell Road, and go by and see Don Duncan. Or All-American Mike, he's at the other location on Madison Avenue. But they are really, really great folks. They take great care of your car. I've thoroughly enjoyed having them a part of the show here. Okay, so I have a 4 minutes until...
A little less than that. About 3.5.
Okay. Okay, 272-9228. Several reminders here. One, Fresh Market Slab of Ribs, $11.99 for a whole slab. And they are spectacular. Either get it, have lunch with it, and save it. Get a couple of people. I'm telling you, feed three. Or take it back to the office and have lunch with that. Or sit out. They've got little tables out in the outside, right inside the door, that you can go sit there and enjoy your ribs if you'd like. Fresh Market is spectacular. You had a steak, the ribeye steak last night?
Mm-hmm.
The premium?
No, I actually went with the choice. I went down a step, but it was still high quality. It had a great fat cap on it, and seared that bad boy 2 minutes on each side, and then another extra minute as I basted it with butter. It was perfect.
And I tell you what, I love that place. Love that place. They've got so many good things there, and I need to go pick up some clarified butter if they've got it there. Let's see. Let's go to America's Newsroom on the North Korea Reaching Out. This is an update here.
The big headline in Pyongyang, state media quoting a top official saying the North is leaving the door open in order to resolve the nuclear showdown on the Korean Peninsula. All of this as President Trump pulled the plug yesterday on that highly anticipated June 12th summit.
If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting. No matter what happens and what we do, we will never, ever compromise the safety and security of the United States of America.
Ellison, the president is already up and tweeting this morning. What is he saying about North Korea?
Well, he's responding to their latest statement in regards to the summit, calling it warm and productive, very different than how he responded to their statement from just a few days ago, which he talked about as a statement that was hostile. And it, of course, led to him pulling the plug on this summit. In a statement released last night, North Korea's foreign minister, Kim Ji-won, said President Trump's decision to cancel the summit was unexpected and regrettable. But he also said North Korea would be open to talks at any time, at any format, and that North Korea is willing to give the U.S. time and opportunities to reconsider the talks. President Trump tweeting this morning, very good news to receive the warm and productive statement from North Korea. We will soon see where it will lead, hopefully to long and enduring prosperity and peace. Only time and talent will tell. On Thursday, of course, President Trump sent the letter to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, officially calling off the June 12th summit. But in the letter and also speaking to the press, the president left the door open for talks to resume, saying if Kim Jong-un changed his mind about the summit, he should not hesitate to call or write. In another tweet this morning, the president accused Democrats of being out of touch in regards to all of this, saying that they are, quote, so obviously rooting against us in our negotiations with North Korea. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the president's letter canceling the summit was like a Valentine to Kim Jong-un. She said President Trump was not prepared for this summit, that they didn't take the appropriate steps to be ready for it, and essentially that canceling it was probably unexpected, but she also said that...
We're going to get back to this piece. I have a special piece I want to play for Memorial Day. Doug just went and got some ribs at Fresh Market. Gosh, only 9 left.
We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. Their lives ended in places called Bellow Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom.